It is an unexpected and unparalleled honor to speak to you, Captain Han Solo,
Dax Dugan said through the engineering station's annunciators. On screen, the Packagermoid's velvety blue face was spotted, and his snout was shriveled.
I've followed your heroic exploits for 40 years.
Another adoring fan,
Leia sighed. Alana laughed quietly alongside her. Han shot them a glance, then returned his attention to the comm.
Thanks, Dax. Sorry I never got to see your circus. Vistal Pern made it sound like a real barrel of Tauril.
More fun I never had. But the best things in life come with an expiration date. Is it not so?
No arguing with it, Dax,
Han said with sudden seriousness.
Like we said in our message, we're wondering if you can tell us anything about how Mopole acquired the Millennium Falcon.
I most certainly can, Han Solo. I purchased her myself from an itinerant doctor named Parley Thorpe. Visited many a remote world, enacting many a medical miracle, Parley Thorpe did. An unshod physician, as they are known here on Agora.
Thorpe still alive?
Oh, yes, and probably will be for some time to come.
Han traded big grins with Leia and Alana. Even C-3PO was visibly thrilled by the news.
Do you know where we can find him, Dax?
Her. Dr. Thorpe is a human female.
Wow!
Leia and Alana said in unison.
She did quite well for herself with the credits I paid for the Millennium Falcon. Opened a research facility on Hayato, then a clinic on Enferm. Subsequent to that, Dr. Thorpe became a noted expert in aging, rejuvenation, and longevity.
And nowadays?
Currently, she heads up research at the Aurora Medical Facility on Abroa Sky.